Today's Your Daily Prayer Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Stay Christ-Focused at Christmas, written by Meg Booker and read by Kelly Gibbons. The modern rush to reach the next big doorbuster has stolen our ability to focus on what matters most. There's no deal greater than Jesus' birth, and we don't have to wait in line for it. 1 John 2:28 reminds us, "And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming." Christmas gives us the opportunity to reflect upon the plight of the last year of life. John encourages us to stay focused on what's important, the long journey of our earthly lives to be more like Christ. We can aim right at that goal because he was born to earth as an example of what to shoot for. Christmas is an encouraging reminder to stay focused on the reason for the season. Here are four ways we can stay Christ-focused at Christmas. First, take action. Romans 12:10 tells us, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." When my children were growing up, one of their favorite stories was about a llama that lost sight of the season and melted down to the gourd of a tantrum of lost holiday priorities. Sometimes we have to schedule out our selfishness and get busy loving other people. Compassion toward others extends his love to them. Second, be quiet. Time in God's Word is especially important amidst the commercialism of the season. He promises to reveal new layers of the same Christmas story that we can apply to this season of our lives. When we offer him our first minutes, we begin to see him throughout the day. Third, reprogram. The surrounding soundtrack of our lives can take a toll on our hearts, especially if we spend most of our time drenched in secular media. Christmas is a great time to reboot our thoughts by adjusting the message we are tuned into. The word weaved into Christmas carols has the power to move our hearts into the correct place. And fourth, say no. Before squeezing another event onto the calendar square, we can pause to pray for discernment on whether an additional event or commitment is necessary. "Thank you for thinking of me," we can reply in the meantime. "I'll get back to you." This Christmas, let's put the magnitude and majesty of the King of Kings at the center of our holiday planner. Let's pray. Father, praise you for Christmas. Thank you for Jesus, born to earth to live among us and pay the ultimate price for our sin. Along the way, Jesus lived a life that we can look to as an example of how to navigate human life on earth. We believe in him that he reached beyond this life and into heaven. This Christmas, we ask your forgiveness for getting caught up in the hustle of commercialism, and we ask that you refocus our hearts to Christ. Help us to experience his presence and reveal his closeness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now and join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.